And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is lighting the path before us. Each of my guests is enlightening us about the paths that we're going down. My next guest is the founder, the chairman, and the former CEO of ePrize, the largest interactive promotion agency in the world. Plus, he started three other companies as well. We'll discuss his proven system to drive breakthrough creativity from his book, Disciplined Dreaming. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And that's the same number that you're going to want to use right now to call in to get four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. I'll give those away to the second caller at 639-0008. Urbane Cafe has two locations to serve you, one here in Ventura at 4350 Telephone Road. That's in the Barnes & Noble Plaza. The other is in Oxnard at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Gonzales and Rose Avenue. I'll give those away to the second caller, 639-0008. My next guest, Josh Schlinkner, is the New York Times bestselling author of Disciplined Dreaming, A Proven System to Drive Breakthrough Creativity, which was named one of the top 30 business books of 2011. He's the CEO, managing partner of Detroit Venture Partners, which is a venture capital firm helping to rebuild urban areas through high technology and entrepreneurship. Josh, as I said, is the founder, the chairman, and the former CEO of ePrize, the largest interactive promotion agency in the world. Prior to ePrize, Josh was the founder and CEO of three other successful startup technology companies. He has been named the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year and the Automation Alley CEO of the Year and the Detroit Executive of the Year. Josh's writings are published frequently in such publications as Fast Company, Forbes, and he has been featured in The Wall Street Journal, Inc. Magazine, USA Today, and CNBC. Interestingly, Josh is a professional-level jazz guitarist performing regularly in jazz clubs throughout the United States. Most importantly, Josh is on a mission to make the world more creative. Welcome to the show, Josh. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest on the show, and thank you for your book, Disciplined Dreaming. I like it. It's really kind of a systematic creativity process there. And I guess my first question is, isn't systematic creativity an oxymoron? Isn't creativity like the jazz that you play on the guitar? It's spontaneous, right?
Well, creativity itself is certainly spontaneous, and it's a gift that we all have as human beings, even the ones that are grumpy and fold their arms and say, I'm not creative. However, it's a developed skill. And putting a systematic approach to creativity in a way that is open enough to unleash creative capacity and doesn't restrict it is actually a very powerful way to drive more creativity rather than less. In fact, real quickly, when I play jazz, less than 1% of the notes are on the written page. But the rest of the, but what's on that page is really important to we jazz musicians, the chord structure and changes and all that kind of thing. So a little bit of support, in this case, that one page, enables all the musicians to create all this amazing stuff. And that's what the book is. The Disciplined Dreaming is a systematic approach that provides a little bit of support to let people let their best creativity shine.
All right. Well, I mean, the oxymoron continues because your book is really designed for business people. And aren't businesses at their core resistant to change, and creativity is all about change? So it's sort of like trying to teach a pig to dance, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, businesses that win need to embrace creativity. Perhaps in the past that was a nice to have or it was optional. Today it's mission critical, because today we live in a world of dizzying speed, exponential complexity, and ruthless competition. And so when companies launch, you know, by definition, most startups are very creative. They're dislodging a sleeping giant who's let that creativity go away. And they go on to win, and then as they grow, you're right, they become resistant to change. They try to protect the golden goose, and that's when they're the most vulnerable to an upstart or a competitor knocking them off their block through disruptive creativity. So the companies like Apple Computer that are always creating, always innovating, are the ones that are always winning. Right here in my own backyard in Detroit, you know, three automakers facing the same seemingly insurmountable challenges. Two of them file for bankruptcy protection. One of them, Ford Motor Company, doubles down on innovation. And today they're enjoying record profits as a result. Mm-hmm. So in the competitive world we live in, the companies that create more are the companies that win more.
Good example. My guest is Josh Linkner. We're talking about creativity. And Josh, what I liked about your book is you interviewed over 200 thought leaders across all different industries, and you came up with a five-step system. And those steps are ask, prepare, discover, ignite, which was one of my favorites, and launch. So let's go through this. You've developed the system after talking to all of these people. First of all, why do you start with ask?
Well, just a quick backdrop. The reason there's a system at all is that, you know, we have systems and processes in business for everything, but creativity is often left to happen by chance. So I wanted to make sure that people could follow sort of a step-by-step process to unleash their best thinking. Okay, so ask, step number one. The reason we start with ask is you need to define the creative challenge. In other words, imagine you're aiming a gun. You got to know what you're aiming it at. So you may set up a challenge like, how do we drive revenue next year by 20%? Or how can we hire the best talent, most talented people in our company? So you define the creative challenge. And then also the ask process is about awakening curiosity and opening your eyes, looking around you, being heads up instead of heads down.
All right. Now, that makes some sense. So let's talk about some ways that you can sort of spark that opening questions and that kind of thing, because you've got great exercises throughout your book. So what are some things that we can do to just sort of awaken the curiosity within us?
One of the best things, and the easiest, by the way, is asking three simple questions again and again and again. And those questions are why, what if, and why not? Because when you ask those questions, it forces you to challenge conventional wisdom, and it forces you to explore the possibilities instead of focusing on only what is today. So as you're in a meeting or with your colleagues or you're brainstorming by yourself, instead of just accepting things as status quo, start saying, well, why? Why is this going on this way? What if we did this? Why not that? And what it does is it awakens your curiosity, which is in fact the building block of creativity.
All right. Curiosity is a building block of creativity. My guest is Josh Linkner. We're talking about his book, Creativity. Now, let's dive into prepare. You need to prepare yourself to be creative, Josh. How do you do that?
You know, think about a professional athlete. If you're playing in the Super Bowl, you wouldn't show up at the game 5 minutes early, jump out of your cab, and go start playing. You'd get there early, you'd warm up, you'd do some stretches, you'd get in uniform. Well, unfortunately, so often in the business world, we are on a deadline, we throw ourselves in a room, and we have 5 minutes to create. And by not preparing, it certainly inhibits our creative capacity. So in the prepare phase, you're preparing yourself mentally, you're preparing your environment, and you're even preparing the culture of your team. So putting yourself, for example, in an inspiring place. We've known for centuries that the creative folks, the artists, musicians, playwrights, they go to inspiring places to do their best work. So that makes me wonder, why does most of corporate America look like a sensory deprivation chamber? You know, we put our people in boring gray cubes with no natural light and it's dingy, and then we wonder why we get ho-hum ideas. So you don't need to redecorate, but perhaps next time you want to ignite creativity, go for a walk in nature or go to the local art museum. But put yourself and your team in an inspiring place, and the inspiring ideas will start to flow.
All right. My guest is Josh Linkner. His book is Disciplined Dreaming, A Proven System to Drive Breakthrough Creativity. And the part about your book that I liked the most was the section on ignite. And there you've got what you call the 8 commandments of ideation. So what are the 8 most powerful techniques to really ignite creativity, Josh?
Well, what happened was, in doing a lot of research, not only my own experience as an entrepreneur and a jazz musician, I had the opportunity to interview all these people all over the world, artists, musicians, billionaires, entrepreneurs, even military leaders. And I tried to write about 8 brainstorming techniques that most people wouldn't know of, but that really get your juices flowing. So, for example, one of them is called role-storming. So unlike brainstorming, where you're just coming up with ideas, role-storming is coming up with ideas, but in character. So, for example, if you and I were brainstorming, instead of us being ourselves, maybe you're Steve Jobs. Well, if Steve Jobs is brainstorming, you're pretending that you're Steve Jobs, no one's going to laugh at Steve for coming up with a crazy idea.
Very true.
And when you're thinking about yourself as Steve Jobs, all the fear goes away, all the consequences. You stop saying, well, I look foolish, what's my boss going to say? And what happens is you start creating. Maybe I'm Charlie Sheen or I'm Darth Vader. And even though it sounds a little silly, if you put yourself in that role, you're going to come up with very different ideas than you would ordinarily. And maybe one of those becomes a little spark that leads to something else, that leads to something else, that becomes a breakthrough for your career or your company.
These are the types of things that I just loved about your book. My guest is Josh Linkner. Give us another one. I love role storming. What's another one?
Another one that I love to do is called the opposite. So let's say you're trying to figure out something such as, how should I get more sales leads? So it could be a very mundane problem like that. What you do is on one side of a piece of paper, you draw a line right down the middle. So on one side of the line, you list all the ways that you would ordinarily approach that problem, all the ways that your competitors might approach that problem, all the normal conventional wisdom approaches. Then on the opposite side of that line, You literally write the polar opposite. Don't judge it. Don't think about it. Don't process it. Don't analyze it. Just write the polar opposite. So it forces you to do oppositional thinking. And in turn, what you end up with is this list. And that list, some of those ideas might be ready to go, but more than likely, there are strange little sparks that you wouldn't have thought of before, which in turn, when refined and polished, can turn into big results.
That is great. My guest is Josh Linkner, author of the book Disciplined Dreaming. Josh, what I loved about your book, in addition to the ideas, there's some great examples of companies and ideas within the book. Tell everybody the story about Groupon and how they shake things up within their office.
Well, my friends in Chicago at Groupon, I mean, you think about this. 2008 was a financial hurricane. The world markets are collapsing, the mortgage, everything, the stock market, it's Disasterville. But my friends in Chicago launched a company, Groupon. 3 years later, that company is worth $30 billion. And the heart of that company is creativity. They didn't say, oh, we're going to do just what everybody else in the industry does in a slightly different way. They invented a new category, the daily deal category. And since their launch, there are now literally thousands of copycats. So they do some fun things. One of the things that they do is they just move people around, and they want people to always have a different perspective. So you never have the same desk for more than, you know, 4 or 6 weeks. You might sit in one place and then sit in another place, and they want people looking at their jobs in a different way, and to encourage that, they physically put people in different situations.
It's taking musical chairs and applying it to the office space. I love that idea. Then another one, and I don't remember the company, but they have the Get Out of Jail Free card. Tell that story. I love it.
Yeah, so one of the companies that I interviewed for the book issues every team member 2 corporate Get Out of Jail Free cards every year. And here's what they say. They say, go out on a limb. Be creative. Take responsible risks. And if you really screw something up, hand us one of these get-out-of-jail-free cards, and you're off the hook, no questions asked. On the annual reviews, the team leader will actually be disappointed with a team member if they haven't used both of them. So what happens is, you'd say to yourself, okay, well, is that risky? Perhaps. But on the other hand, think about how risky it is not to do that. Companies that sit still and they're afraid of their own shadow and they're playing not to lose are the ones that get crushed with disruptive innovation and creativity. So I would say that even though that might feel risky by conventional approaches, I think that's a very safe thing to do because you're forcing your team to be a source of disruption. You're forcing your team to let their creativity shine.
I think everybody listening to the sound of our voice, Josh, would love to get at least one of those get-out-of-jail-free cards for their business. My guest is Josh Linkner. His book, Disciplined Dreaming, A Proven System to Drive Breakthrough Creativity. And what at the end of the book, it's in your appendix, as a matter of fact, you've got the 6 myths and the 6 truths about creativity. What are some of those myths that we have in our minds about creativity?
Well, one of the biggest ones is that creativity is born. In other words, we think that it's one of a chosen 100 has a lightning bolt of creativity upon birth, and the rest of us are dull and boring. And that is, could not be further from the truth. Turns out the research shows exactly the opposite. A 2008 Harvard University study shows that creativity is, in fact, 85% learned behavior, which means that all of us as human beings have enormous creative potential. That means you and I on our groggiest day have 85% the creative capacity as Mozart or Da Vinci or Picasso. So what the book offers is a systematic way to go from a point where you think, gee, I'm not creative, to the point where you're flowing and jamming and letting the creativity really, really come out.
I love it. My guest is Josh Linkner, author of the book Disciplined Dreaming. Josh, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Disciplined Dreaming?
Thing number one is how important creativity is today. You might get hired based on your resume, but you're going to get promoted and reach your goals and dreams based on your ability to create, to innovate, to improvise in real time. So to me, creativity is job number one. So the second thing is that, as I just mentioned, that everyone can be creative. Doesn't matter your job title, doesn't matter where you sit on an org chart, doesn't matter your upbringing. We all have creative potential, which leads me to the third point I want readers to gain, is a systematic way to get that creativity out to play.
That is great. My guest is Josh Linkner. Josh, I always ask this of artists or of writers that have interesting topics. What did you get out of writing this book?
Boy, I got so much out of it. I mean, I always loved the creative process, but realizing that there is a systematic approach, there is a step-by-step way to unleash creativity was hugely rewarding. I also got so much out of talking to all these people, these thought leaders from all over the world, and I was really shocked. I asked people things like, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is creativity in your career? And it was always like a 10. Same question, scale from 1 to 10, how important is creativity in your company or your future? And it was always like about 10. But then when I asked people, how well prepared do you feel you and your organization are to meet the creative challenges of the day? Do you have a systematic approach to unleashing creativity? The answers were like a 2 or a 3. So I really saw a big disconnect of how needed creativity is, but how ill-prepared we are to meet those creative challenges.
My guest has been Josh Linkner, author of the book, Disciplined Dreaming, A Proven System to Drive Breakthrough Creativity, one of the best business books of 2011. Josh, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, I'd love for people to visit my website, which is just joshlinkner.com, joshlinkner.com. I write a weekly blog that's well-followed. There's all kinds of free information, tips, brainstorming ideas, links, books, and all kinds of other resources to help people unleash their creative potential.
That is great. Josh, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.